Welcome to St. Joseph's Novitiate for the ceremony of ordination to the Holy Priesthood. The priest is ordained to offer a sacrifice, to bless, to guide, to preach, and to baptize. With great awe, then, should one advance to so high a state. These words are taken from the Roman Pontifical for the ordination of a priest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, just a few moments ago, Joseph Harber and Alexander Peters were ordained to the Holy Priesthood. They are now Father Joseph Harber and Father Alexander Peters, priests of Jesus Christ, and they will remain such for all eternity. When I laid my hands upon their heads, and then in the preface of the ordination rite, I spoke the words that constitute the form of the sacrament, they became priests. And when that happened, there was impressed upon their souls an indelible character of the priesthood, by which they were configured to Jesus Christ, the great high priest. Thus, this morning, the souls of these two young men have been changed and will remain changed for all eternity. They have received an increase of sanctifying grace, and they received a special sacramental grace, which is a certain divine help to enable them to fulfill their duties as priests, as the Roman Pontifical states, to offer sacrifice, to bless, to guide, to preach, to baptize, and to forgive sins. If we could see their souls, we would see imprinted thereon the very image of Jesus Christ, who at the moment of his incarnation became our great high priest. In other words, when the eternal Son of God united to himself a created human nature, he became a priest. And it is his priesthood that Father Joseph Harber and Father Alex Peters now share. Thus, my dear friends, the dignity of the Catholic priesthood is infinite, since it is not a priesthood different from the priesthood of Christ himself. It is truly beyond our comprehension, that is, that in his infinite wisdom and mercy, our Lord Jesus Christ deigned to choose mere men to be his priests. He deigned to choose mere men to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to forgive sins, to teach, govern, and sanctify the faithful. How marvelous and sublime is the priesthood of the New Testament. The saints and the early fathers of the church understood the dignity of the Catholic priest. St. John Chrysostom wrote, "He who honors a priest honors Christ, and he who insults a priest insults Christ." One of the great saints of the 4th century was St. Martin of Tours. He was born in the year 316 in what is now Hungary. After his conversion to Christianity in the year 335, St. Hilary, the Bishop of Poitiers, gave him some land upon which to build a monastery. In fact, there are some historians who think St. Martin built the first monastery in what is now France. In the year 371, he was consecrated the bishop of the city of Tours, and he became famous throughout the Roman Empire for his virtuous life, his zeal in preaching the gospel, the gift of prophecy, and many wondrous miracles. One day, St. Martin was invited to dine with the Emperor Maximus and his nobles. The emperor placed him in a seat of honor at his right hand. A priest who accompanied St. Martin sat beside him. When the ceremonial goblet of wine was brought, the emperor, who usually drank first according to custom, passed the goblet to St. Martin. He did this to show his respect and reverence for so eminent a guest. When St. Martin had drunk from the goblet, the emperor stretched out his hands to receive the goblet. But instead of returning it immediately to Maximus, St. Martin handed it to the priest who sat beside him. Only after the priest had drunk from the goblet did St. Martin return it to the emperor. Some of the nobles sitting at the table were stunned. They considered St. Martin's actions to be an insult and an outrage to the imperial dignity. But the emperor was not offended. Rather, he was pleased, and he actually praised St. Martin. The emperor Maximus declared before all that the dignity of a priest is greater than that of an emperor. Yet still, the priest is but a man, a mere human being. It is only an account of the sacred character which is conferred upon him at ordination that he transcends, as St. Bernard says, all the dignities of kings, of emperors, and even of angels. This morning, Father Harbour and Father Peters will perform their first priestly office. At this very Mass today, they will kneel here in the sanctuary. Each of them will be assisted by another priest. And as they assist, these two new priests will offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass with me. That is why at the ordination Mass of a priest, the bishop says all the parts of the Mass out loud from the offertory on. This is to facilitate the young priest who will actually offer the Mass with the ordaining bishop. The ordaining bishop and the newly ordained say the Mass together. The Mass is thus said aloud, even including the words of consecration, whereby the bread is changed into the body and the wine into the blood of Christ. And henceforth, these two priests will offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass each day. They will bless, they will preach the gospel of Christ, they will baptize, and they will forgive sins. And they will do these things because of the power that has been communicated to them this day by their ordination to the priesthood. It really is a wondrous and inspiring thing that has occurred today. And indeed, since the Last Supper, when Christ ordained the first priests and bishops of the Catholic Church. How grateful we should be to Almighty God for two more true Catholic priests. For we live at a time, my dear friends, when so many souls are being lost. We live at a time when the world is engulfed with the darkness of unbelief and sin. But for our part, as members of the One True Church, in the midst of this, her greatest crisis, we must heed the command of St. Paul the Apostle and stand fast and hold the traditions which we have learned. In other words, we must hold to the divinely revealed truths of the faith and obey the commandments of God and His Church. And that is what we do. We hold fast to the traditions which we have learned until our Lord restores normalcy to the situation in the church. How grateful we should be to Bishop Kelly for his courage and his prudence and perseverance in founding the Congregation of St. Pius V. For in establishing it, he has provided a stable future for our Catholic faithful and an organization in which these two young men ordained today may, God willing, be instrumental in saving many, many souls. I ask that you please keep Bishop Kelly in your prayers, as well as all the priests, brothers, and seminarians, that we may be religious after the example of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that we may be true sons of our Blessed Mother. And pray every day to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen of the Clergy and Mother of all priests, that she inspire and strengthen our young men to leave all things to follow her Son. Ask her to fill the hearts of Catholic parents with a burning desire that their sons serve her Son at the altar. For as St. Alphonsus says, what greater glory can a man have than to be a cooperator with Christ in this great work of saving souls? And we may add, what greater glory can a Catholic family have than to have a son who becomes a priest? God bless you.